Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this abbreviated edition today. We're on at 4:30 from the Jordan Center. Donnie Collins joins us today from Scranton Times Tribune. Brandon Gowden, BleedingGreenNation.com. Still to come this week, Bob Flounders, PennLive.com, Patriot News. Matt Leon from Philadelphia. Jack Ham, John Bacon, and Jim Brandstetter, the play-by-play voice of Michigan, still to come this week. It's not that bad. I like the lineup. And, of course, we always have Kevin.
And very happy to be here. Did you hear the news out of Cleveland?
What, that Johnny Manziel's the starting quarterback the rest of the year?
Yes.
Irrelevant. Doesn't matter.
Well, it's a good move by Cleveland, because if you're going to see if he has any potential to be the future of your franchise, you're 2-8. You're really not in contention unless you're in the AFC South. So you might as well give him a shot, see what he's got, and then if he doesn't have it, guess what? You don't have to renew his contract when it comes up.
Tony Romo, by the way, is back this week. That's actually a more significant quarterback move.
I totally agree.
All right. A couple things. They evacuated the stadium today in Germany.
In Germany,
They were supposed to play whom? I'm trying to remember. Was it the Netherlands? I'm not sure.
They were playing the Netherlands, and they canceled the match, yes.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you have to be on the inside as to what's going on, as to what, how credible a threat happens to be. But, look, you can't let these slices of garbage, okay, rule your life. Okay? I'm sorry. Did I use bad words there? But people that want to commit mass murder are just that. You can't, I mean, now, you want to keep people safe, and you want to be realistic about it. But if you're going to start canceling stuff left and right, you're giving them what they want. Now, that's from the outside looking in. I don't know how credible threats happen to be. But I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I think it sends a wrong message.
Tuesday's international friendly between Germany and the Netherlands, with the German chancellor in attendance, canceled. No official decision was given why the match was canceled, but according to the Associated Press, there was a bomb threat before the match. Now, police, according to a German news outlet, are reporting that police found a vehicle disguised as an ambulance containing explosive, but there's been no other confirmation on that.
Well, you know, they turned away that guy in the stadium last week. I mean, security and the police stopped him at the gate, and he had a ticket to the match between France and Germany. He had a ticket. Was turned away. Oh, well, we will see as time goes what happens here. We will see. And, but that's the story that took place today in sports, and Merkel and her cabinet were expected to attend that, you know, I mean, I understand all that. I really do. But at the same time, it's got to be some thought process here that you cannot let them dictate everything you do in life. You can't. All right, 800-795-9565 is the number. And again, we'll have Brandon Gowden, BleedingGreenNation.com at 3:35. Donnie Collins at 4:06 today. And tomorrow, Bob Flounders will be on the show tomorrow. And we'll also have Matt Leon on the show tomorrow, I believe. And then Friday, John Bacon, Jack Ham, and Jim Brandstetter, all on the show Friday. Now for this slice of joy. Wait till you hear this one. You'll love this. I have to go to Pittsburgh on Friday. Correct?
Okay.
And they have, coming up on Friday, listen to this. I received this note. Okay? And the note said, make sure you leave early enough on Friday because Friday in Pittsburgh, they are having the holiday light schedule, the 55th annual Light Up the Night on Friday.
That's the Christmas lights, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that's what the Christmas lights were called, but.
Yes. So listen to this. I thought, all right, I've never really heard of this, but all right. So I looked it up online. The biggest party on the biggest night of the year. The Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership invites you to celebrate the official kickoff to the holiday season with free, high-quality entertainment, activities, music, magic, and memories all across the Golden Triangle. I'm driving into this.
Is that during the day or is that in the evening?
Oh, it's both. It starts official tree lighting ceremonies, 11:15.
Wait, they're lighting the tree at 11:15 during the day?
No, look, I'm not done yet. A typical guy that just let it breathe.
Okay, all right. I'm letting it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Breathing.
11:15, City County Building tree lighting. 11:30, Allegheny County Courthouse lighting. Noon, U.S. Steel Tower dedication of the creche. 5:30, PPG Plaza tree lighting. 5:45, Santa lights the BNY Mellon season of lights. 5:45, 1 Oxford Center tree lighting. 6:30, holiday window unveiling. All right, that takes place. The mayor's at that one at 6:30. 7 o'clock, Highmark utility tree lighting with rooftop fireworks along with Mr. McFeely from the PBS show. All right, Pittsburgh is home, and then they have jazz.
It's a lot of trees.
They have jazz concerts at 6 o'clock, 6:45, 7:30, and 8:15. They say the crowds are going to be huge for this. Well, guess what huge crowds mean?
Lots of traffic.
Traffic. I've got to get to Consol Energy where the Penguins play.
If it's any consolation, my aunt used to work for the authority there. Maybe I could talk to her and get you an express pass. I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
I'd like a police escort. Get me through this. I'm on the air at 6:30. Let's go.
So, in other words, you're leaving on Thursday to get there in time.
I can't. I can't leave Thursday.
Well, because you have the coach. Yeah, there's the coach's show, right?
I have to do the coach's show, and then James and I are scheduled to do something Friday morning. I can't.
Can they helicopter you? Just trying to think of different ways.
I'm just going to be sitting at the Squirrel Hill Tunnel just having a great time.
We should connect with you. In the helicopter. Right now, traffic is really bad.
Unbelievable.
What is that, 6 trees that they're lighting in a 12-hour span?
How many trees they light?
I mean, I can't.
It's not 12 hours. It's they're lighting.
About 6.
Yeah, but it's not a 12-hour span, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 trees in 7 hours and 45 minutes.
Now, I'll tell you what, that's that 11 o'clock tree lighting is going to be spectacular because you're not going to be able to see anything. If you got the 11 o'clock tree lighting, you got the short stick there. You drew poorly.
Well, just eventually they'll see it once it gets dark.
Oh, that looks great. The tree looks great. Maybe we'll see it later tonight. I mean, it does get dark at 4:45.
Yes, it does. Well, a little later out there. A little later out there, being a Western PA, it's a little, you know, maybe about 15, 20 minutes later. But, yeah, that's what they have. There's a, at the Clemente Bridge, they have, they will have music on the Clemente Bridge from local, the hottest local bands and rising stars. And JoJo, the national pop sensation.
She was the one that was in RV. She played the daughter in RV.
And then they have fireworks at 9:38, which I'll still be inside the arena at that time. Actually, no. Actually, when I leave, I might be able to see that because we'll be done by 9:30.
Well, that'll be nice. You're surprised. You're amazed that I knew that, aren't you?
Well, I don't even know who JoJo is, and I never saw the movie. I have no idea.
Yeah, the Robin Williams movie, RV. She played the daughter.
Yeah, never saw it. Oh, man, there's all sorts of stuff. Fifth Avenue Freeze and Festivities, PPG Place. What the heck is going on here? Why can't this be like Saturday? What the heck? I mean, well, the only thing you take away from is the Pitt game.
Well, I was going to say, is Pitt in town on Saturday? Maybe they have a home game.
Would it matter? Click here for a complete light-up night schedule. Okay. I clicked here. Let's see. Let's see what
the
kind
Pittsburgh
of disaster
night light-up night is getting more PR than anything. Oh, this is good.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, what's bad, though, is that for me it's bad. Because, I mean, Console Energy is near the Triangle.
Yes, it is. Now, what's the tree that goes right at, in Point Park?
I don't know. Point Park tree.
Well, it's got to be on the list of trees.
I don't know. But, yeah, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, it's 8 different trees. 8 trees.
I'm going to have the ceremonial lighting of my tree Sunday night. You're more than welcome to attend that.
Hey, we'll take a break on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When is the right time to start talking about the holidays?
It's now.
Because the holidays are on us at Sunbury Motors Kia. I want to see you in Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia can't wait any longer to get into full holiday mode. And you'll feel the same with Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. No payments until April. You heard right. April. Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months. A 2015 Optimus and 2016 Serenos, Fortes, Sportages, and Souls. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So you can afford that Thanksgiving feast, overspend on presents for the family, and still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% financing and Sunbury Motors incredible pricing. You'll get low payments and not even have to make one until April. The holidays are on us at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
I guess I should have played Christmas bump music for you instead of disco. Just to get you in the spirit for Friday.
We get these notes. You sit there, and go, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!"
I can hear it all now. Everybody out in Pittsburgh listening on WKOK.com and the app are going, "Steve Jones is going to be here for the tree lighting. That's going to be great."
Look, nobody would enjoy it more than me. I enjoy that stuff. I think that's great.
The only part I don't want to be at the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
I just don't want to try and figure out how to get through it.
Okay. All right. I mean, I go to Pittsburgh enough where there's certain theories, certain areas I can find my way around with complete and relative ease, and there are other parts, it's not your town. Where you sit there and go, okay, all right, I need to go around this. How do I do it? And I don't, that part I'm not familiar enough to do, so.
Steve, I know you're very familiar with it, but my suggestion to you would be Gateway Clipper.
No.
It might be the only open route in Pittsburgh that week or that weekend.
Yeah. I got to drive right in. I got to get in there.
I'm trying to help. I don't know what else. That was my suggestion.
Okay, this is what I've heard for 4 years. I'm trying to help.
I'm just trying to help.
I'm just trying to help you here. I noticed that the company holiday party is on a Thursday again.
Yes, strategically located on a Thursday.
Yeah, which includes a game that night.
Yep, sorry.
So, I mean, is the company trying to send me some sort of message every year?
I hate to tell you.
Because I would go. I actually would drive in and go. All right, but I'm 0-4 now. I mean, I don't quite get this.
I hate to tell you, Steve, but...
Yes. Brandy Godden, BleedingGreenNation.com in just a few minutes. And Donnie Collins, Scranton Times Tribune, coming up at 4:06. Game starts at 4:30 with the Penn State Bookstore tip-off show, followed by tip-off at 5 against DePaul. And let's see. Then tomorrow I guess I have TV tomorrow and the quarterback club. And Thursday I got the network talk show. And then Friday we got this poops game. And then Saturday's football. There we go.
It's the busy season during the crossover time.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be fun if they didn't have this lighting thing. I mean, last year, for example, Pinstripe Bowl. Who do you think walked down to the Rockefeller Christmas tree? I did. I thought it was gorgeous. I think it's great. I love that stuff. And, you know, in Pittsburgh, it'd be great. You know, except I don't want to drive into it. Because obviously there's going to be a lot of people downtown. And the entire purpose is to bring people downtown. Well, okay. I am here.
They're going
to
succeed at that.
I made it. Just get me to the arena. Because, I mean, it's going to be a long day anyway. I have to drive back. I'll probably get back here about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll be up at 7 or 8 because they'll be into the stadium by 9:30, quarter to 10.
I'm going to go with 10. It's,
no, I got to be there at 9:40. No, I really do have to be there at 9:45.
I know you do.
No, I really have to be there because if it's later than that, then I have to do that segment live.
Right.
And that's not easy to try and do that. By getting that 2 minutes taped, you're fine. So that's the schedule. The Eagles. Ugh. That was not a pretty sight. But Kevin thinks Mark Sanchez can lead them to the Super Bowl because he's a former starting quarterback.
Didn't say that.
Came close.
I hope for the Eagles' sake that he can win them a couple of games.
Well, they're going to have to hope that because they've got Tampa Bay. Oh, by the way, yeah, Gene Deckerhoff's supposed to be on the show this week, too. The voice of the Bucks and Florida State.
They played really well the other day.
See, we got big stuff, man. Big stuff. Really cool, hot stuff.
And tree lightings.
I'll get back to you on that.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for This Day in Sports History. 1926, the Chicago Blackhawks played their first game in the NHL. In 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. 1968. You want to know why 60 Minutes follows the game? Well, it was on this day in 1968 that NBC cut away from the final minutes of the Jets and Oakland Raiders game to begin a TV special, Heidi, on schedule. The Raiders were losing and then scored twice in the last 2 minutes and beat the Jets 43-32. They were inundated with so many complaints that they decided that they will take games to their completion, then they will run programming afterward. Don't forget, following the game, 60 Minutes here on CBS.
Forever dubbed as the Heidi Bowl.
1997, Mario Lemieux voted into the NHL Hall of Fame. Brandon Gowden's family, among those who called NBC that day and said, "Where's the football game?" Brandon, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Okay, so every week in this Philadelphia Eagles story, it takes another twist and another turn. In some ways, do you feel like you're following a soap opera?
I guess you could say that. It's been a very up and down year. You really don't know what to expect out of this team week to week. I mean, you know, you looked at this offense and the way they had been playing, especially the running game since week three. The Eagles led, or they were second in the NFL in rushing since week three, and they were going up against the Miami team that was not good at defending the run. I think they were something like 31st against the run, and the Eagles couldn't run the ball. So you really just don't even know at this point what to expect from this team.
Sam Bradford out. A, how long is he out? And B, what about Mark Sanchez?
Well, Bradford has two injuries right now. He has the concussion, which is obviously something that has to be cleared before he can return. It's not something that he can play through. It's up to the NFL. Their mandatory concussion protocol, you have to go through that. Bradford was out at practice today, so that seems like he's at least past the first step. Usually, you know, guys who haven't passed that first step, I don't think they're even really allowed to go outside at practice. So Bradford was out at practice, but he still has to deal with the injury to his non-throwing shoulder that he took in Sunday's game. Reports are that Sanchez will start this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then the Eagles have a short week because they put on Thanksgiving on the 26th. So it could be Mark Sanchez here for the next two games, and that's the way it looks right now.
All right, so you watched Mark Sanchez run this offense last year. In reality, how well did he do?
I think, you know, when you're looking at standards for a backup, I think he needed, you know, he was serviceable. He went 4-4 in 8 starts. He really helped the team win that Texans game as well, which he came into when Foles got hurt. So you could kind of say he went 5-4. I think that's pretty decent for a backup. Obviously not a world beater by any means. This isn't a guy who's really going to take this team on a deep run. But I think, you know, you're asking him to start two games. I think it's reasonable that the Eagles have a chance in both of those games, especially since they're not against really great teams in the Buccaneers and the Lions. You know, Sanchez is what he is. He's a guy who he runs the offense at a good pace. It seems like the tempo is really good when he's in there. He makes some bad mistakes, but he can operate the offense. He's not a complete liability out there.
They're only a game out of first place, despite everything that has happened. What has kept them? What's the same thing that keeps happening to them over and over again that keeps them from being consistent?
You know, it's just, it really comes down to the offense because, you know, you look at this defense and I think they're pretty solid each week. You can kind of count on them to do their job, to be good, to really give this Eagles team a chance to win each and every week. But the offense, you never know what's going to happen. The wide receivers are dropping passes. They're not getting open. The offensive line isn't blocking well, even though they just blocked well against the Cowboys and they pretty much kept Greg Hardy quiet. So, I mean, you just never know what to expect week to week from the offense. Mostly they're so up and down. You saw it in this game in the past week where things were rolling early in the first quarter and early in the game. The Eagles jumped out to a 16-3 lead, and it looked like it was going to be a long day for the Dolphins. and all of a sudden, offense just gets completely shut down. They can't even score really in the rest of the game, so, or except for a field goal. So it's really hard to know what to expect out of this offense.
What about the Jason Peters situation?
Yeah, that's a weird one. There was a report by Howard Eskin that said, he said that Peters was going ready to be activated, but Chip Kelly only wanted to keep him active as a backup, and that's kind of weird because you figure if Peters is ready to go, you would just have him start. It doesn't really make sense to have him as a backup because, you know, if he might as well just be starting if he's ready to play. But it seems like now that Lane Johnson is saying that Peters wasn't necessarily the one who took himself out, it seemed that Chip Kelly kind of evaluated him in pregame warmups. Seems like Peters tried to warm up and give it a shot, but was ultimately held out. And then Lane Johnson really only found out short notice that he was going to be starting a left tackle and Dennis Kelly was going to be a right tackle.
Crazy stuff. All right, so now they have Tampa Bay next. What are your thoughts on the Bucs? Because obviously they've done enough to win some games, and Jameis Winston's done enough to win some games.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me how they've been able to win four games. I don't think they are really a good team at all. I mean, they've had some really bad moments this season. They blew that 24-point lead in Washington. They weren't really looking all that great at all against Dallas up until the final minute when they scored a touchdown. So, you know, this isn't really a great Bucs team, and they're on the road. The Eagles should have a shot. You know, I feel like I'm saying this every week, but they should have a shot to really beat this team. I mean, I think the defense can handle this offense because that's been the strength of Philadelphia so far, and I think, you know, maybe the Eagles should be able to find some success against this defense, but you really don't know. Again, it all comes back to really just not knowing what to expect out of this team, and the wide receivers just being bad and offensive line having issues. So it's really tough to say.
Fletcher Cox, though, there's plenty of good things to say. What's made him a special player?
I really just think he's such a freak athlete. He's, you know, 6'4", he's 300-plus, and he's just such a special player. He really, the effort is always there, and it's beyond that. He's just so talented, and you've seen him really thrive in this scheme, too. A two-gap, 3-4 scheme where he's playing defensive end and really moving him all over that defensive line, and he can really play any of those positions. He's athletic and able enough, and it's just really amazing how well he's played these past couple of weeks. He can stop the run. He provides pressure on a consistent basis. He's a special player, and to think he's only 24 and going to be able to be a cornerstone of this Eagles defense for a long time, you know, that's one good thing at least Philadelphia has going for them.
And he is a great player, no question. You mentioned the scheme fits him really well. Are there any guys in that defense where it's a little bit of a square peg round hole deal?
Well, you look at a guy like Vinnie Curry coming off the bench, and you know, his name has been brought up in trade rumors. The Eagles haven't dealt him. You know, he obviously has value to the team as a pass rusher off the bench, but he's always been seen as more of a one-gap player in the sense that, you know, you just let him rush the passer, let him shoot the gaps. Not so much a guy you want the point of attack, kind of, you know, the traditional two-gap defensive end, kind of just setting the edge and stopping the run. I think Curry hasn't been able to really earn a starting role here because of that.
All right, they're only a game out in this division thing. So, I mean, they're right there. I mean, the division is not a world beater. As I said yesterday, they're only 11 out of 32 teams in the NFL. 11 out of 32, 500 or better. None in the NFC East. So does that at least change the dynamics of how much, quote, panic there would be among people because of how they played so far?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, a lot of people are still kind of not totally freaking out because they feel like the division is just so awful, and it's true that, hey, you know, you win and crazier things have happened. I mean, you look at some of these teams who have had bad records and gotten into the playoffs, like the Panthers last year and the Seahawks rather, a couple of years ago, and both of those teams actually won despite being below 500. So you never really know what happens I think, you know, the Eagles beat the Giants this year, obviously, and I think those are easily the two teams in the mix there, although Washington is still alive. So I think, you know, Eagles fans, they're still holding on to some hope that this team can get it right down the stretch and maybe, you know, be able to beat the Giants in Week 17 and see what happens from there.
I have no question. I know they've only won twice, but they get Tony Romo back this week. Do you consider the Cowboys a threat?
I wouldn't say so. I think, you know, the fact that the Eagles and Cowboys have split, and the Cowboys still have some really tough games coming up here. They have to play the Panthers. That game is in Dallas. But then they have to play the Packers in Lambeau. And they still have to play the Bills, I believe, in Buffalo. So I think they have too many tough games coming up here on the schedule. And look, even before Tony Romo got hurt, I mean, they weren't playing lights out. They lost to the Giants. Or they beat the Giants, sorry, but the Giants made some bad mistakes. Eli Manning made some especially bad mistakes down the stretch there with time management and everything, and that kind of cost New York the win. And then even when the Eagles beat the Cowboys in Week 2, they weren't looking so hot in that game either. So I don't think, you know, Tony Romo is really the complete answer to all the Cowboys' problems.
Have you watched the Peyton Manning situation? And if so, what do you think?
I watched all four of those interceptions on a replay recently, and it's kind of just depressing to watch. I mean, it just doesn't look like he belongs in the NFL anymore, which is so crazy, especially for the guy who broke the record in the same game, and now to get benched and to be hurt like he has. It's really just, it's incredible how he went from this, you know, elite player that anyone, it's just, you couldn't stop him, and now he's just awful.
Brandon, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate the time very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Brandon Gotten, BleedingGreenNation.com. Next half hour, Donnie Collins, Scranton Times Tribune. As we continue on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
When is the right time to start talking about the holidays?
It's now.
Because the holidays are on us at Sunbury Motors Kia. I want to see you in the air. Sunbury Motors Kia can't wait any longer to get into full holiday mode. And you'll feel the same with Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. No payments until April. You heard right. April. Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on 2015 Optimus and 2016 Serenos, Fortes, Sportages, and Souls. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So you can afford that Thanksgiving feast, overspend on presents for the family, and still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% financing and Sunbury Motors incredible pricing. You'll get low payments and not even have to make one until April. The holidays are on us at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
That's right. That little tree.
You're going to see a lot of little trees.
Charlie Brown puts the ornament on top, and it goes right to the bottom. And he looks at it, and he says, I killed it. So then Linus shows up, puts his blanket around the bottom, and then they turn into a blue spruce. All right, you got to give him credit.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree anyway.
Yeah. Last night, Monday Night Football, our play-by-play call of the day on ESPN last night on ESPN's Monday Night Football. The outstanding Mike Tirico with the call as the Texans go in front. Courtesy of Charlie Brown.
Hang on a second. All right, here he is.
Second and 10. Yates. Hopkins. He went up and caught it for the touchdown. What a play. Jones, and the Texans take the lead with T.J. Yates at the helm.
That cat's really good, Mike. Look how he goes up and gets the ball. I tell you, that cat, I love that Hopkins. Don't you love that Hopkins? I love that Hopkins. Well, T.J. Yates, who actually quarterbacked the Texans to a playoff victory a few years ago, in place of Matt Schaub. He's back. And with Brian Hoyer on concussion protocol last night, he had to step into last night's game through the touchdown pass. Good for him. And the Texans have now taken over first place in the AFC South. They are now the first place team. Wow. Only 11 of the 32 teams in the NFL are over 500.
Yikes.
A third. A third. That's it. How do you like your parity? And the Steelers, obviously, are one of them. Steelers are, what, 6-3?
Yes. So
they're playing well enough. Now they're just two games back. Actually, they're more than that because the Bengals have already beaten them. But
I tell you, the Gruden
at Cincinnati, it's going to be a must-win.
I tell you, the Gruden was actually in attendance at Bucknell Lafayette for the first half.
You did. Yes, you did tell us that. Yes, we heard that story.
I don't have many stories, so I figured I already told you.
Several times.
I do what I can.
All right, Penn State Bucknell at the bottom of the hour. Or excuse me, Penn State and DePaul bottom of the hour. As Billy Garrett and Tommy Hamilton and company come in. Rashawn Stimmage, good team. Not a great team, good team. Dave Lato, really good coach. At that time at Virginia, then Tony Bennett replaced him. Tony's done a great job there. And Lato, the former UConn assistant, who is now in his second stint at DePaul. So we'll see. That'll be at the bottom of the hour is the airtime for the Penn State Bookstore tip-off show, and then 5 o'clock will be the tip. You're saying, you know, why is it a 5 o'clock tip? This is their 24 hours of basketball on the ESPN platform. And so Penn State gets in, the first time they've ever been involved in it, so they get the 5 o'clock time slot. This is not one of those clever, hey, you know, the marketing department thinks, hey, let's play a game at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. Maybe some people, instead of going home from work, just come right over and watch. And maybe some other people will come in because, look, they'll be able to leave at 7:30 to go home. And the students will be able to come over. No, 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 and no. ESPN said, you're going to play at 5 o'clock. You want to do it? Yeah, that'd be great. That's how it works, people. There's no real higher standard than that.
Free tickets for the student body?
Today?
Yeah.
No, it's part of the student season ticket package, isn't it?
No, I just wondered because, I would think it's going to be a tough day to fill the BJC.
No. 5 o'clock, they're done with class.
No, I just met with general fans that weren't students. I figured that would be a tough day to fill.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out soon, won't we?
I mean, I always let people think Steve will know. I'm like, I don't know. It's like the kickoff thing all week. You know what's going on. No, I don't. I'm waiting like you. I have no idea when they're kicking the thing off. I'll know when they tell all of us. There's no inkling. Like James Franklin, you know when it's kicking off. He looks at people and goes, no, I don't.
I'm just there when they tell me to get there.
Yes. All right. I get a note says we're on the air at 10:30. I show up at 9:45. Away we go.
I get this timeline that says leading up to kickoff, and that's what I follow.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Okay. Today, you're on at 4:30. Okay. I'll make sure I'm in the building. Even if I have to fight the tree lighting, I'll be there at 6:30 on Friday night, too. I couldn't believe when I saw that.
Loads of Tannenbaum.
I'm saying if I lived out there, it probably would be something I would go in for because it looks like fun. But when you're on a business trip, oh, no. I don't want this.
I'm just thinking after the 8th tree lighting, wow, will the eggnog be flowing?
Depends on what's with the eggnog.
That's what I'm talking about. The flavored kind, and I'm not talking with cinnamon.
Yep. You can tell what kind of holiday parties Kevin goes to.
What kind of party?
Donnie Collins, Grand Times Tribune, next half hour, News Radio 1070 WKOK from the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.